إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, we are almost exactly 1 month before Ramadan. Today, according to my app, it is the 30th of Rajab, and we have the month of Shaban and then Ramadan. So 1 month before Ramadan starts. So I thought it's a good idea to remind ourselves about Ramadan and to prepare for Ramadan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this blessed month and mentioned fasting when he said, "Kutiba alaykum usiyamu kama kutiba ala ladina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon." Allah said, fasting has been prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, so that you may become muttaqoon. It's very important for us to understand this and to approach this month with the right mind frame if we are to benefit from this month. The reason I'm saying is because, of course, the weather and so on is different in different parts of the world, but where we live, this is the summer, and it's not the peak of summer, but it's still hot, and the days will be long and so on. And many times we hear people talking about that with some level of fear or anticipating difficulty and so on and so forth. The thing to understand is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a gift, and it is not appropriate for us to complain about that gift. Because if we complain about the gift, then it is in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to deny us that gift. And on the day of judgment, it will not matter how long this day was, because that day is going to be 50,000 years and more. So, and that on that day, the value of one Ramadan, what is the value of one Ramadan on the day of judgment? What is the value of 1 day's fasting on the day of judgment? Forget about the whole Ramadan. 1 day's fasting on the day of judgment, what is the value of that on your and my scales? So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, we should make dua, and I make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this Ramadan, grants us Ramadan in a state of perfect health and in a state of perfect iman, so that we can maximize the benefits of this month. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said He sent this month لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you become muttaqeen. So what is taqwa? Taqwa is the desire never to displease Allah. Taqwa is the fear of displeasing the one that we love the most. And therefore, taqwa is that which takes us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last ayat of Surah An-Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Allah is with the people who have taqwa and the people who do ihsan. As I mentioned before, taqwa is the intention, ihsan is the action. Taqwa is the desire never to displease Allah, and ihsan is to act in a way that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is to, when you do the action, then it makes sure the action does not displease Allah. And this is what Ramadan comes to do. It comes to enable us to become muttaqeen. So when we become muttaqeen, what is the benefit? What is the biggest? I'm not even talking about the sawab and this and that. I'm talking about the biggest possible benefit and reward of Ramadan, which is the ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said He is with the people of taqwa. I will leave you to reflect on and imagine the benefit of having Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with you. And it's not my claim or your claim, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's announcement. Allah said this, we didn't say this. We did not say, if I am fasting, Allah is with me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the people of taqwa and with people of ihsan, those who are muttaqeen and muhsineen. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are muttaqeen and muhsineen. And the way to become there, the way to get there, is through fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned specifically about fasting. Now why? Because as we know, the way to get to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be muttaqeen is to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no such thing as a muttaqi who disobeys Allah. To inculcate disobedience, to bring about disobedience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed for us in this month rules where even the halal, we leave it only to please Allah. And what is the point of that? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said very clearly, he said that if you cannot observe all the rules of the fasting, he said Allah is not in need of your hunger and thirst. He said if you are not eating and if you are not drinking, this is, you are not doing any ihsan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the fasting, what have we said, told to do? No eating, no drinking, no sohbat with our spouses during that specified time from dawn to dusk. And then nothing which is haram. For example, no ghibat, no cursing, no backbiting, the most beautiful akhlaq, not even responding to somebody who might curse you or who might try to quarrel with you, not even responding to them. What are you supposed to say? I am fasting. Don't even respond to them. Now, obviously, as we know, all of these are not restricted to Ramadan. These are the usul of the Islamic and the Muslim akhlaq throughout our lives. But this is a training period, a period of reminding ourselves, which comes every year, so that we inculcate these things on a permanent basis. So the whole point of fasting is to inculcate these things. Why? Because these please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, these are also beneficial for us. But the key thing, the reason why we fast is because this pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to inculcate this habit of thinking of what pleases Allah, and if it pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I will do it even if it is an inconvenient for me, even if it is troublesome for me, I will still do it. Nobody can claim that not eating food is it is nice or you enjoy it. Nobody can claim that being thirsty you enjoy it. The only person who enjoys thirst is the one who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who is fasting for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, that thirst which he feels is not painful for him. He enjoys it and he says, Alhamdulillah, I am doing this for my Rabb. The only one who can feel enjoyment with hunger is the one who is fasting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radhiyallahu anhu, they asked him, what do you enjoy the most? He said, to wake up for tahajjud in the dead of winter and to make wudu with cold water and to pray tahajjud and to fast in the long hot days of summer. Only somebody who has the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart can say something like this. Otherwise, it goes against human nature. Nobody enjoys being hungry or being thirsty. But the whole idea of civilization is to go against your normal nature. In most cases, to curb the negative part of your nature is to be civilized. Not all the nature, but to curb the negative part of the nature is to be civilized. And similarly, that's what we are being taught, that to curb those things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what brings about taqwa. So the first thing to do, inshallah, in preparation of Ramadan is to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving it to us, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this month and to give us this month in a state of good health, in a state where we are able to fast, and to make the niyyah that inshallah we are going to fast this whole month and we are going to try and fast the way we are supposed to fast, not just starvation. We are going to fast inshallah the way we are supposed to fast. Inshallah we will continue with this series and see what more to be done. But meanwhile, at least let us make this niyat and let us make this dua and ensure that we never bring one word of complaint on our tongues. No matter if somebody says it also, tell him, please don't say this. This is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't complain about it. We don't even talk about it. So very, very clearly, let us do that. And let's make dua. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us this month in the best of health and iman and to enable us to benefit from this month fully and completely and totally, because as I remind myself every time I when the month begins, there is somebody or the other in our masjid who was with us the previous Ramadan and who is not with us this Ramadan. And my question to myself always is, did that person know that last Ramadan was his or her last Ramadan? They did not know that. Just as I do not know whether this Ramadan will be my last. Allah knows. We don't know. So let us treat every Ramadan as if it is our last, which it might well be. It's entirely possible. It happened to somebody else, it can happen to us. So let us treat this Ramadan as if this is going to be our last Ramadan, and ensure that we get the maximum benefit from it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that and to make it easy for us to do that and to save us from everything that displeases him in Ramadan and out of Ramadan. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.